Officials in New Jersey recently updated a plan with the federal government, detailing the steps they're taking to be safer from future storms like Sandy. The Federal Emergency Management Agency required the plan in order to distribute hundreds of millions of dollars to purchase people's flood-damaged properties and to help Sandy survivors elevate their homes. But some planning and environmental groups are angry that they didn't have a say in the process. New Jersey Public Radio's Scott Gurian reports that they view this as the latest example of the Christie administration not being transparent enough in how it has handled the storm recovery.
A few weeks ago, when state officials announced they were updating their plan, they posted a survey on their website, inviting members of the public to give feedback.
Oh, we were delighted.
Chris Sturm from the planning advocacy group New Jersey Future says her organization and others were quick to spread the word.
I mean, we issued a press release announcing the public comment period and alerting people so that they would know that this was happening. And, you know, we were really pleased that, you know, we thought the state wanted to hear from people and use their input to make sure that the state hazard mitigation plan was as good as it could be.
The New Jersey Office of Emergency Management put out a news release saying this is the first time it's opened a public comment period before submitting the plan to FEMA for approval. But WNYC has learned that the state actually submitted its plan on March 5th, 6 days before the public comment period even began.
They went and developed a plan on their own, just as we kind of suspected they would, as they do with just about everything.
Chuck Latini of the New Jersey Planning Association says his group was promised a year ago that it would be included in the state's efforts to prepare for future storms. But while the plan's authors did consult a variety of government bodies and members of academia, Latini says outside advocacy groups like his were mostly left out.
It's shameful, really. It really is, because I got 1,200 members, and of those members, there's a bunch who are leading experts in this stuff. And you're not involving them, and you're not taking advantage of the resources that the state has to offer.
State emergency management officials declined to comment, saying they're postponing all interviews until the public comment period is over. We're trying to avoid those who wish to comment being influenced by what they're reading, a spokeswoman said in an email, adding that she didn't want people to refrain from commenting based on stories they hear in the news. Instead, she issued a statement denying that any organizations have been formally excluded from the planning process. She said the state had to turn in its plan to meet a federal deadline, but pledged that people's comments will still be considered for future amendments.
We see it as really just continuing a pattern by this administration of not encouraging an honest and productive dialogue.
Chris Sturm of New Jersey Future says she expected the Sandy rebuild to be handled differently. She says she thought officials would go out of their way to reach out to experts and members of the public to get their ideas for making the state safer from future storms. For WNYC, I'm Scott Gurian.